I love it when the words in the gospel pour right out and I can grasp whatever the message is. Because I must admit, there are times that Jesus uses metaphors and analogies that, well, I just don't get. Mostly because they are a reference of the time or something specific about the people or the region that Jesus lived in, and not relevant to a little kid growing up in Irondequoit in the 1980s. I just remember as a kid, the nuns at my school asking me, "Mark, do you understand what this means?" And I'd said, "No, sister, I don't, because I don't keep sheep. I don't even know what that means." Or as a teenager, while creeping up the driveway at 3 a.m. when my curfew was 10 p.m., expecting to be grounded the rest of my life, my father never yelled, "My son has returned, let us celebrate." Imagine that. This is all right. I didn't expect this night would end this way. But you don't have to be a botanist to know the analogy that Jesus uses today. It seems safe to say that most people can figure out that the reason an apple tree or an orange tree or a pear tree is producing fruit on the outside is because something is happening on the inside. We can't see it happening, but something in that tree is pulling up nutrients and water from the ground, and something beautiful is happening. When I was a kid, my grandparents had a cottage on Cayuga Lake, right here in the Finger Lakes, and I spent a great deal of time there over the summers. Aside from amazing sunsets, the sound of the water hitting the break wall as we fell asleep at night, and fishing on the boat, some of my best memories were watching my grandfather tend to his garden along the water. It was filled with basil, tomatoes, and zucchini. When I think back, I can just about see the tops of the tomato plants scraping the bottoms of the clouds. But of course, they only looked that way because I was only 4 years old, and everything looks that big when you're that small. What I do remember in great detail, though, was the day my grandfather told me that those beautiful red bulbs growing on the vines were a gift to us, and we could pick them off and eat them. Well, after tasting one, I loved those tomatoes so much that when he walked away to go fishing on the dock, I picked every single one of them and brought them inside, probably about 70 or 80 tomatoes. Lesson one, if you take the fruit off of the vine, it doesn't last a lot longer. So as you can imagine, we had a lot of tomato and cucumber salad that week. There is great news in the gospel today. Jesus gives us a promise for our future and our faith life if we just stay connected. Jesus says, "I am the vine and you are the branches. Remain a part of me and I will be a part of you." Stay connected to the vine and you will produce much fruit. And this is a promise from Jesus. This is not a maybe. Jesus isn't saying, "All right, look, if you stay connected, there's a 40% chance we'll produce some fruit." Like, if this is a fruit forecast, 100% chance of fruit today. So what does this connection look like? What does it mean to be connected? I remember the morning I left for college. I was in the driveway of my home, my parents' home, packing my Honda Civic with the last bit of stuff I could possibly fit inside of it. And before I started my car to drive away, I turned to my mother to say goodbye. And she was just sobbing and sobbing and sobbing. She said, trying to get the words out, "Please, whatever you do, just stay connected somehow." And I said, "Mom, I'm going to St. John Fisher. It's right..." She said I would understand someday. You should have seen me the morning my daughter went to kindergarten. Well, I quickly found out that college was much harder than I thought it would be. It was a lot of work. There were a lot of temptations. And there were a lot of choices that I had to make. Staying connected to my family, especially things like going home every Sunday for pasta and sauce, allowed me to be a better student. Staying connected allowed me to stay nourished with the love and support that I was getting from my parents and my siblings. And staying connected helped me to stay close to the values that I was taught growing up. I was able to produce fruit because I was connected to my vine, to my life source, to my family. And whether it was 12 miles down the road at St. John Fisher or halfway around the world, all I needed to be fruitful was to stay connected. A call home, a Sunday dinner, dropping off my laundry. Because sometimes we get caught up in roadblocks in life, and those roadblocks start to whisper to us, you're too far from God to get connected. You've messed up too many times to stay connected to God. And that is just not true. You may remember a story where Moses was leading people through the deserts fleeing Egypt. Along that journey, his people were very hungry. They were complaining and complaining, saying, Moses, we need food. Give us meat. We're hungry. So Moses wandered off on his own and spoke to God, said, God, why are you doing this? We need food. We are getting farther from Egypt. I don't even know why we left Egypt. God, we are leaving and we're getting too far from you for you to help us. And God replied back, Moses, is the Lord's arm too short? Do you think that my arm is so short that I cannot reach you whichever corner of the earth you might go to? I can reach you, that's no question. Your people hunger for food, but they won't get full and satisfied until they hunger for a connection with me. This is what Jesus offers us today. He says, stay connected to me, and I will always be a part of you. Your fruits will be abundant. In the Gospel of John, Jesus makes a series of what are called the I am statements, statements that tell us who he really is. Jesus says, I am the light and the resurrection. I am the good shepherd. I am the light of the world. And today, Jesus says, I am the true vine. True vine. I wish from time to time I could send Jesus a text or call him on a Tuesday evening just to clarify, come on, Jesus, what did you mean by that word true? Why did you say true vine right there? And Jesus might say, I am the true vine, the one vine for you. There are a lot of vines out there, a lot of false vines that will not supply you with life, which is what my vine will give you. Recently, I had a friend come to me because his son was running around with a crowd that was up to no good. Because of the pressure from this group, his son was making a lot of decisions and choices that got him in trouble. And a lot of choices that made it easy for his teachers and other adults in his life to label him as a bad kid. My friend said to me, my son has a problem connecting to kids in his school. That's why this is happening. Well, I said, I'm not sure connecting is the problem. He definitely seems to be connecting with this group of kids, and there's no problem connecting. Choosing the right group, the right vine, is where the problem might be. So let's help him gain some tools to choose who to influence and who to be influenced by. Choosing the right vine. That is what Jesus makes sense of the true vine. And we make mistakes. We are human. For one reason or another, we sometimes disconnect from Jesus and think another vine is the answer to fill a void or to help with a problem we have. My heart often goes out to people struggling with addiction because it's often a substance they are using as a new vine or the avenue that'll fix their struggles. But those false vines will always leave them unfull and unsatisfied. The beauty of this is that we always have another chance to connect to God's vine. There are no credit checks, no logs of past mistakes, no paperwork to prove anything. So long as you desire to connect with God, the vine will be there for you to attach to. Jesus is the vine that gives us life. Staying connected with God is the way for us to soak up those nutrients and produce fruit, fruit of goodness and light in the world. There is more good news. There is not some long list of procedures to accomplish that you need to do to get or to stay connected. This one from Jesus is really simple. If you want to remain in God, just plug into the source. Just get connected. Sometimes we tend to overthink things. We make things complicated that are already too easy. For example, last week my wife and I bought a treadmill. It arrived and I spent about 2 hours putting it together, making sure every bolt was in the right place, it was tightened the right way, making sure that every single wire was connected to the right piece of electronics that it needed to go to. And after 2 hours of work, I hit the power button and nothing. It didn't work. Well, I went through the instruction booklet, and for another hour, I went through every step that I already went through, triple checking even every one of the wires. Frustrated, I decided to call customer service. And sometimes when you're frustrated, you feel like the person on the other end of the line is not listening to you. Because after I explained that I triple checked everything, the first question she asked me was, "Is the power cord plugged into the outlet?" And I said, "Of course it's plugged. Thank you so much." It was that simple. Jesus makes it that simple. All we have to do to remain in God and produce light in the world is to stay plugged in to the source. Keep plugging ourselves in to the opportunities that God puts before us. Keep joining together at Mass. Keep attending retreats and getting involved in groups here at church. Keep pushing to have your busy, busy families sit around the table at the same time to share a meal. Keep choosing love, compassion, forgiveness, justice, acceptance, and tolerance. Lastly, we can't do this alone. Jesus didn't say, "I am the vine and you are the branch." Jesus said, "I am the vine and you are the branches." We have to do this together. And it makes this simple process that much better and that much more powerful. So thank you to all of you. One of the greatest joys I have and one of the greatest opportunities I have is to work with the children of our parish. And let me tell you how inspired I get to stay connected to the vine and how joyful I get to be connected to that vine when I see what these children are doing in our parish. So I just like to end by saying thank you. Could all the kids and teens just stand up for one moment? You all make it so easy to stay connected to this vine. Thank you so much.